If I got this information directly out of God's word, can it be wrong? No, it cannot be wrong if it's in God's word. But if he says right here, there was a terrible hailstorm, and hailstones weighing 75 pounds are going to fall upon this earth, is that going to happen?
Yes.
I guarantee, I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen, and it may not be too far into the future. I guess, I don't know what's wrong with me. But I see this little valedictorian the other day that wanted to pray. And all these people came against her. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You heard that. You can't pray. And you can't ask others to join in you in prayer in school. Well, now, I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong kind of Christian. But I think maybe we ought to take those people and take them out and take a cat of nine tails and work them over a little bit, kind of like they worked over Jesus, and see if we couldn't change their idea. Or at least maybe they'll go somewhere else. I don't know. Of course, I thought to myself, beat them with a cat of nine tails. But I thought to myself, Lord, you beat them. You're going to beat them with something worse than a cat of nine tails. You're going to drop hailstones out of heaven weighing 75 pounds. You know that's got to be killing people. I mean, it's got to be dead people laying everywhere. They're not just being beaten. I mean, a 75-pound hailstone hits you in the head or the back or the shoulder or anything else. I'm telling you, folks, it's over. I can't even imagine it. Can you?
No.
I can't imagine somebody out here picking up, they got all the little hardball, just baseballs. I think about that just like I was out watching my little grandchildren play baseball the other day. And my grandson, of course, you know, he's pretty fast, but he's just 6 years old, just a little guy, you know. And the coach is out there, is trying to, he's put his hand out like that, and he says, now hit at my hand. I thought, what's wrong with that coach? I mean, and so little Preston's out there, you know, and of course the guy jerks his hand back and everything. And he said, do it again. He done it about three or four times. And then all of a sudden he got distracted. Somebody said something and he looked over just for a second. Little Preston swung. When it hit, bam, just like that. Oh. I thought, you know, you're a pretty big dummy. You don't put your hand out there and let some kid swing a baseball bat at it. But he did it over and over and over. That had to hurt, don't you think, Tom? Man, that little dude, 6 years old, he can swing that bat. I don't want him hitting mine. I mean, I heard that thing plumb over where I sat and whop. I thought, my gosh, I was sitting there thinking, surely that guy, you know, if I had my hand down there, you better believe I'd be watching that bat in my hand. There wouldn't be no distractions. But we get distracted, don't we? We get distracted away from God's word. And then we get pulled off to the side and we forget who God is. And then we got all these people out there that think that God is not real. Well, let me tell you what. I deal with people, all kinds of people, young and old, every nationality, every creed, every color. It makes no difference. They're all people. But the thing that people forget is we are entering a special time in history that the judgment of God is falling upon the world. I believe with all my heart we are in the beginning stages of the tribulation period. Now, I may be off base, but the tribulation period, the beginning part of the tribulation period, is nothing compared to what the second part of it's going to be. Can you imagine that, I don't know, I think it was the middle of the afternoon, and all those Japanese people were, you know, busy. Some of them getting ready to go home. Some of them probably coming to work. And all of a sudden, there's a, well, you know, they're used to that in Japan. I know the first place I was ever in an earthquake was when I was in the military, when I was in Tokyo. I mean, one night, everything's rattling, and I'm, what's this? I mean, I've never felt an earthquake. But it was an earthquake, you know, but it didn't do any damage, but it was normal. They have earthquakes all the time. But this one was a biggie. I mean, it was shaking them around. Some of you saw the pictures in those big high-rise buildings where the ceiling tower were falling out, the light fixtures were falling out. Those people were a little excited. And they thought it was over. That only lasts just a few seconds. And then all of a sudden, somebody looks up and here comes a wall of water, 30 foot tall. You realize that's 10 foot taller than the top of this church? Can you imagine? You take the peak of this church and add 10 more foot to it, and there's a wall of water? And you notice what happened to the cars? You notice cars being washed over walls? ships being pushed over under bridges, just destroyed, exploding. And that's nothing. That's God just barely saying, now you kids better straighten up down there. Better straighten up. I'm just giving y'all a little bitty tap. Straighten up. And what do? Most people don't even know where that's where it's coming from. And then, of course, you know, since that happened on the 11th of March, we look and see that the state of Texas has burned hundreds of thousands of acres. Somebody told me a while ago, I think it was Nancy, said that she heard that there's 200 and something thousand acres already burned in Arizona. Is that what you said, Nancy? 200 and something thousand acres of land have burned in Arizona. Right now, the state of Arizona is in a state of an emergency. They're having people come to schools and having meetings with the governor and everything else. Figure, what are we going to do? Because the way those trees, and it's just running rampant through there and burning everything. The whole part of Arizona that has green vegetation or dry vegetation is going to burn up. And then, of course, you know, we've seen all the other things that happened all of, and down the mid southeast over here, we saw cities that were blown away. We saw Joplin, Missouri, like Dave said. I mean, there, all these people are, everything's going good. And I've even seen a couple of reports of men and that were Christian men that were driving down the road, and all of a sudden they're being blown away, and yet they came out without a scratch. But they were right in the middle of this thing. Now, what kind of faith? Think of this. You're driving down the road in your van or your car, and all of a sudden you look up and here's this black thing in front of you, and things are going everywhere, and all you got to do is say, okay, Lord, Psalms 91 says, and the beast goes right past you. Can that happen? It will happen. If you are a man, a woman, or faith. But you better learn how to stay in faith. Because when you see that thing, if your flesh man is not subdued totally and your spirit man's not in control totally, what's your flesh man going to do the minute you see that? Oh my goodness, he's going to panic. And when your flesh man panics, you've stepped out of faith. And now then you're right in there with the rest of them. And you may get blown away and killed. But did God make you a promise? Yeah, it's just like the man that was in that 747 over there in the Canary Islands that time, that his mother read quoted Psalms 91 over him, and he gets on that airplane that morning, and when that terrible fog is over there, and they take off, and they both thought they were cleared for takeoff. One of them was on the wrong end of the runway, 2 747. This happened years ago. Some of you may remember it. They go ripping down the runway, and they can't see each other because the fog is so bad. But one of those men, now one of those airplanes, his mother read or quoted Psalms 91 over him that morning before he left, and then he had quoted it another time or two, and this airplane's taking off, and as it takes off, the airplane that gets airborne hits the other one right at the top of the cockpit and knocks the whole front of the airplane off. This one's exploding all into flames and crashes, and everybody on that, and a full load of people, they all scattered all over the runway out there and killed them all. And then the other one, this guy, when he sees the front of the airplane begin to explode in flames, he starts screaming Psalms 91. Now, what if his Bible had been in his briefcase and he didn't know what Psalm 91 said? Do you think he's going to have time to look up his briefcase and get his Bible out? You better have it in your heart. So he had it in his heart. He's screaming Psalms 91. And he said that ball of fire came right down through that tube of that airplane. He said, I smell flesh burning. I'm screaming Psalms 91. No plague shall come near me. And then he said, send his angels and give them charge over me to protect me. And he said, after the flame went by and I smelt the flesh and everything burning, I told the woman sitting beside me, I said, woman, get up, get out of the way so we can get out of this place. The top of the airplane is totally knocked off and fires everywhere. And he said, the woman didn't respond. And so I reached over and punched her. I said, woman, get up. And he said, her body was cut completely half in two. Something came that close to him, cut her completely in two, and her body fell out in the aisle, the upper part of her body. And it didn't get a scratch on him. He jumped up. Now then, it's about 8 feet to where the top is ripped out of that airplane. Now, I know any 50-year-old man in normal condition would easily be able to jump 8 feet up and get on top of that airplane, right? Oh, you don't think so? No, I don't think so either. This man sprang up and went all the way up to that hole, out over the top and down onto the wing of an airplane. Now, who do you think helped him over the top of that? His angels. And he shall give his angels charge over you. You will not dash your foot against a stone. What was he screaming? Psalms 91. He went over the top, down onto the wing, and the airplane's now stopped. He goes running out there, and of course the wing is out over the grassed area, but he is literally three floors off the ground. Again, that's taller than the peak of this building. The top of this building is just about 2.5 stories. So he's another 6 foot higher than the very peak of the building. He runs to the end and jumps off onto the grass and didn't even sprain an ankle. I saw that guy give his own testimony. Now then, everything that happened to that man was supernatural. Why did it all happen? Because he was quoting Psalms 91. What, honey? He was speaking the word. Guarantee he was speaking the word. When you speak the word of God, who is there to honor his word? God, the King of the universe. That's exactly right. Now, if you don't have that word hidden in your heart, you're in trouble. With what's coming to this earth, when I say coming, it's here. It's not coming. It's here. You know, when you look at Japan and California and Texas and Arizona and all the storms down there, we had a record tornado the other day down in the southeast, and it blew away who knows what all, and then it goes on up to Joplin and blows away all of Joplin, and then, of course, we've had one or two little drops of water fall in the upper Mississippi Valley. I mean, just think. Everything is underwater. They have been complete cities washed away. And you know, that thing's not over yet.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, If We Have Faith, Nothing is Impossible, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and post-paid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and post-paid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.